And now, the thrilling continuation of the SML podcast.
Yeah, we're actually fixing this in the game because this is one thing that we didn't explain well to people. So we are in the process of putting up a patch with more tips and tutorials during the game and also balancing a bit more the difficulty. Because it's insane how many people actually found it too difficult.
Hello?
Was definitely my microphone.
That's all good.
You crazy microphones. All right, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Pappy.
This is the SML Podcast, episode 159. We just keep cranking these things out.
Wasn't episode 150 like 4 days ago?
Something. It was like episode... We were still in double digits like a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
So we're just cranking them out. We're bored. We have nothing else going on. Anyway, special guest interview today right now from Rimlight Studios. Would you like to introduce yourself, sir, so I don't butcher that last name?
Hello, everybody. My name is Fabio Ilacqua, and I'm the art director and one of the co-founders of Rimlight Studios.
So for the people who don't know, Rimlight Studios recently put out the game... Do you guys say Zeros, Z-Heroes?
Yeah, Zeros.
Zeros. All right.
Yes.
That's kind of what I thought, but never
yeah,
really.
But a lot of people actually got confused. They said Z-Heroes, Z-Heroes. It's all kind of because I think
Z-Heroes.
It's easy to associate the characters with Heroes. So
yeah, I always just go with the easiest. The Zeros, okay. If I'm wrong, well, that's too bad.
Yeah, that's perfect. So you're right.
So Zeros just came out. About a week and a half ago, something like that.
Yes, the 15th.
For the Xbox One, and is it also available on PS4, or is that coming later?
It's coming later, as well as PC.
Nice.
Steam.
And it is a Games with Gold title, so if you're if you're an Xbox Live Gold member, you could get this thing free right now.
Until February 15, it's going to be free.
For the people who haven't picked it up and don't know what it is, why don't you give us the sales pitch about the game? Tell us what the game is and why we should care about it.
So, Zeros. Zeros is a 3D beat 'em up. So, it's inspired by the old classics, like Golden Axe, Street of Rage, Cadillac and Dinosaurs. Now, in the team, we are... At least the core people, pretty old. So we come from the 80s, 90s beat-em-ups. We wanted to bring back some of the spirit of the games that we used to play when we were kids. And that's how the idea of Zeros was born. So you guide this character, Mike, and his partner, Dorian, through this adventure, defeating everything that comes your way with the goal of beating the big boss that Dr. Vendetta is trying to conquer the universe. A very simple, straightforward storyline, and the focus of the game, like back in the days, is mostly on punching, kicking people ass, and finding your way through the end.
I want to appreciate your mention of Cadillac and Dinosaurs. That's not a game that gets name-dropped too often, so big shout-out to that. Like, you'll always hear Streets of Rage, you'll always hear Final Fight. You don't hear Cadillac and Dinosaurs often.
Or Captain Commando.
Exactly. That makes me smile. I miss those days of the classic arcade beat-em-ups. And
we played pretty much all of them, I think.
Oh, yeah. I that was my era growing up. I'm a 80s and 90s kid, so those are my games right there.
Me too. And to be honest, I don't even know if I ever finished one or two of these games. I got pretty far in some of them, but they were so hard. I think I never completed a few of them.
You always ran out of quarters before you had a chance to finish them.
Well, it was the time when there was still arcade, you know?
Yeah.
That was pretty much intentional, though. It was like, well, you know, we want your money. So we're just going to make it, we'll make it a $100 game. If you have $100 in quarters, you can beat it. If not, go home.
You could also find a cool kid in town that was able to finish and just with one coin go through everything, and you were like, oh my god. Same for Street Fighter or other games in the arcade.
Yeah, but then you have to wonder just how much money he spent to get to that point.
Yeah. Sure. See, I know, like, in our area, things like Cadillac and Dinosaurs, those were harder to find around here, but we obviously, we had the good stuff like X-Men, The Simpsons, Ninja Turtles, and the one time I sat down and I saved up $20 in allowance and I went to the arcade and I'm like, I'm going to beat Ninja Turtles. It is happening. And Shredder was like, no, it's not happening. I'm going to one-hit kill you.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, he was a one-hit kill boss.
That son of a bitch.
Yeah, but you talk about, oh, those games were hard to find in our area. Most things were hard to find in our area.
True, like, very true.
We had what Buckhorn had an arcade into the 90s, but it was sad. I think the Buckhorn Mall was always, it always made me sad.
In Italy, you could find quite a few in the city, but also, you know, a little small bars, cafe.
Oh, yeah. No, we the only thing we had that had a an arcade was the bowling alley in the whole town.
Yeah.
And that was like, what, NFL Blitz and
Area 51.
Or Area 51. Yeah, I know there were only like one or two things, and that was it. And then, yeah, we had a little mall with an arcade, but then you had to go 40 minutes away to another mall that actually was bustling enough to have a decent arcade.
Hazleton,
yeah,
we used to skip school.
Skip school and then go to the arcade.
If I skip school, I had to stay home.
I've had a couple of those days where I was quote unquote sick and couldn't go to school. So I was with my grandmother and she would have to go to the mall for something, probably glasses. I don't know. And I would just spend a half hour, an hour in Aladdin's Castle Arcade just playing like Rampage and Gauntlet.
Yeah, Rampage, Gauntlet, another one. I used to play Gauntlet on the Amiga.
Oh, jeez.
These were the days before you met me, Pappy. This is like,
well, when we moved back to Pennsylvania, we just never went to the Hazleton Mall, like ever.
Well, I grew up in Hazleton, so that was my excuse.
Yeah, your excuse. Yeah. Must be nice. Then you became an Escapecker.
Yeah. Fabio, if you haven't caught on, Pappy and I have actually known each other since we were like 10.
I thought so.
So we've had to put up with each other's shit for about 25 years now.
25.
We met in sixth grade after I borrowed a Game Boy game off of him.
Yeah.
So we're still together and still, I guess, also playing together.
Still in love.
Thank you for online games.
Still in love.
Joe decided that he wanted to stay in Pennsylvania, and I decided to join the military. So the advent of online gaming has been pretty nice for us to still be able to hang out and chat.
Indeed.
And him to make fun of my terrible gaming.
For us in Zeros, we went all style. Also in that, we went for a local co-op. So we wanted to have the online. It was a bit too complicated for us, so we want to have people to play together when we the same like we used to do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Insult each other, punch each other.
Oh yeah, no. If I were playing that game in Joe's house, he would be doing a lot of insulting for me dragging him down.
Just to point out, more insulting than usual.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to make that clear. Like, I'm still going to insult you for being a horrible gamer and being terrible at everything.
But you would be insulting me specifically for bringing you down.
Yes, I'd be bringing family into it. I would be like...
Games can take the best out of you, I know.
And those are the best kind of games there are, which is why I appreciate the fact that there is couch co-op in the game. Because even today, you'll see a lot of games coming out that don't have any kind of co-op.
No split screen. It's almost dying. I mean, I can understand there is a lot online.
You know, yeah, you got a first-person shooter game, and you don't want to go online. Why can't you play it with a four split screen? TVs are big enough nowadays that you shouldn't have the issues you did back in the day, where you could barely see your part of the screen. You know, now
at least give people the option. You know, it's a critique that people are moving to us as well for our game that we don't have online, for example, the other way around. But for us, being such a small team, adding online co-op was a very big challenge. For big games, maybe they should look into having both options. The budgets are different, the opportunities are different. For us, it was really a matter of time and budget.
That would be interesting to have an AI-controlled co-op partner in a beat 'em up like this.
That I don't know though. We had that.
We had that. The very first prototype, the second player was always on screen, and it was controlled by the AI.
Wow.
Some people found it a bit confusing to have the other player always with you, and they wanted to be in total control of what's going on.
Yeah, see, I always worry about the AI, though, because you get those older games where the AI was just your doom. Like, yeah. Oh, hey, look, an electric fence. Let me stand in front of it.
I'm going to stand back there again. That first time had to be a mistake. Now I'm sure there's something there.
Yeah, or then they use up all of their, you know, super moves on, like, the little guys, and then you get to the boss, and they're just like, I can't do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so getting...
At least if it's a human doing next to you, you can insult him, right?
So. Yeah, you could punch him in the face and be like, Pappy, stop being a dick.
Gee, that got violent fast.
God, you suck at games, Pappy. You're... Ugh.
Well, yeah, you watched me play on Wednesday. You know this.
Very true, very true. And I made fun of you the entire time. So anyway, Zeros, we should probably talk about the actual game.
I like that you managed to inject a lot of comedy into it without mm-hmm. having to use dialogue at all.
Okay, we really wanted to.
That opening cutscene where you see his hand hovering over a button that says send enemies, and then he just moves it to send more enemies.
Yeah.
That was glorious to me. That's the kind of humor that just tickles me perfectly.
Well, and just, you know, your quote-unquote heroes, you know, you've got the big buff guy, but he's just picking his nose.
Yeah.
Yes. There was our animator that really, because the character was always from the beginning very stupid kind of guy. So like, oh, why don't we do this? And even though at the beginning we were both a bit skeptical, you know, should we really have him picking his nose? And but then, yeah, let's do it. Who cares?
But the female character, was it Dorian, you said?
Yes, she's serious. Yeah. She's the serious
one.
Yeah,
super, super duper, like, ultra militaristic. And you can tell that she's no fun at parties, even though no dialogue is ever said. You know, it's just, you do a great job of showing, you know, you beat a level and she stands there, salutes, and starts stretching for the next mission. You know, no time.
He barely makes it to the end, and he falls on the ground. So I don't know if you've seen any of the idols. If you leave the controller for a bit, he starts doing all kind of stupid shit.
Oh man, now I'm gonna start up the game so I could look at these idol animations.
So yeah, you were talking about that you wanted to make a game that was more difficult, like the 80s style beat 'em ups. Yes. So it was a conscious decision then that if you don't 100% every level, you're going to have to replay some to power up enough to get ahead.
To be honest, when we're playing the game ourselves, we can finish the game without having all the power-ups. So we didn't think that the game was this hard to be completed. But when the game has been out, we saw a lot of videos of people playing, how they approach the enemies, how difficult people find some of the enemies.
I'll admit, it's my fault. I do not block in games. Like, period.
That's the biggest mistake that everybody is doing. If you don't block in this game, you're not going to make it to the end. It's part of the core mechanic of the game. You have to block. You have to time your block properly if you want to deflect bullets, deflect punches. You can punch, and then if you block, you cancel any move, kind of like Street Fighter. So you have a cancel. So you can turn around, deflect the bullet, and continue punching the other guy. The mechanics are quite deep if people actually explore them.
Oh, yeah, I really enjoyed getting into the combos, and I was doing a good job in some of the levels where I was taking on four or five opponents and beating them all up. But yeah, without that block, I'm still taking that damage from the other guys shooting at me. So it's just something that I personally need to get better at. You can ask Joe any fighting game we've ever played. I never remember that there's a block button.
Oh, same with me.
You're not the only one. But that's also that way we can do a better job explaining people. That's a core mechanic. So that's what we're trying to do now and explain people, look, you have to block. You can play it. If you think you can play this game just pressing XXX and going through, it's not going to happen. Yeah. But that's what we wanted.
Warning on the loading screen, you know, if you don't block, you're going to have a bad time.
Yes. Yeah, something like that too.
I think the big thing for me with the blocking is I'm so focused on trying to punch the shit out of the little enemies that are close enough to me that I can't really pay attention to the guys that are further away that are about to shoot me in the face.
It becomes second nature at one point, but not the first two or three games.
Yeah, I think the first thing that I got into was what I call herding. Whenever all the enemies show up that I know I have to defeat, I try and get them all into one circle, like one little area, so I can hurt all of them at once.
Yes, yes. That's another thing. Or the gun. The gun is everything in the front of it.
And that's because you were saying before we started recording that you want to up your block. I put points into my gun immediately. I was like, yeah, shoot everything.
See, I'm the opposite.
Most people actually go for the combos. Most people go for the combo, but
yeah, I'm the opposite because I saw the achievement of beating the game without using the gun, so that's what I need to try right away.
Of course. Of course, you want to make it harder on yourself from the beginning, Joe.
Obviously. Although I
A lot of this achievement can be easier if you, of course, finish the game or play the game at easy. Then it becomes a lot easier to also unlock some of this achievement. Going for them at hard, good luck to everybody who's going to try.
Yeah, I'm on easy and I'm getting like, I think I mentioned to you in email that I got to stage 1-7 and I'm doing fairly decently through the stage until the section where there's two of those dogs at the same time.
Yes.
And they just get me into a corner and take turns
the stage
beating
outside,
the hell out of me.
With all the curves and sunny environment.
Yeah.
I know the place. After you defeated the cow enemy, there are two dogs.
Yep. And I was really, really hoping that right after that cow mini boss that there would be a checkpoint. But no.
Other mistakes. We say already to people, sorry, checkpoints. Even if we can beat the game, it doesn't mean that everybody can do it. Even though at easy, we have people playing the game that were from 5 years old to 12. At easy, most of them could go pretty far.
Well, that's still fair. They have better reaction time than us old men.
Yeah, they're young. They know, like... how to move quicker. We're old and decrepit and dying.
Yeah. Next week, even you old people will be able to finish the game at easy.
The older I get, the more I appreciate point and click adventures.
Oh, man.
Welcome back, Monkey Island. And
yeah.
Oh, man.
Probably the game is a tiny bit too hard for a lot of people. So
but
we
you know
are
what?
Working
that- You made a game that's fun, though. That's I think a lot of us who just enjoy gaming are more ready to forgive a game that's a little harder than we can, you know, than we're used to if we're enjoying playing it. You know, it's not like you made a game that's just so brutally angry that oh, this isn't fun anymore. I like it. The animation is fun. The fighting, you know, the fighting combat is very intuitive. I love the combos, you know, that I only had to put one dot into my fighting and I can juggle enemies in the air and all of that stuff. It's great, you know, so I don't mind. Oh, okay, well, I just died. Let me try again. You know?
Yeah, I guess there are a lot of people that actually care more about completing the game. So they want to go till the end. Some people just want to pick up the game and play an hour or two and go do something else.
Yeah,
that was
I'm more in
the way that we had in mind, you know.
Yeah, I think, but I think you don't want to cater to the people. I call them achievement hunters. You know, the ones that, oh, okay, I'm going to play this game today. I want to beat the game, get all 1,000 points. That's not fun. You're not playing the game to have fun anymore. You're just trying to get the achievements.
Yes.
I don't. Yeah. I think you did a good job of not catering to them because they're crazy.
Yeah, we've actually.
I used to be like that, and then I stopped because yes, you take the fun out of the game because you focus so much on just collecting points.
Yeah,
you can follow the story if the game is a story. It's not our case, okay? But in our case, you can enjoy the combat. You can enjoy looking at the animation, punching people just for the fun of it, by yourself or with a friend, and then move to something else.
Yeah, I mean,
as much as I enjoy achievements, I really do think that there's too many people out there who focus exclusively on achievements. Like, I've gone through my achievement whoring phase. Right now I'm sitting at like 240,000 achievement points on Xbox over the past 10 years or whatever.
I think I'm at like 4.
But I even, you know, even today, if a game comes out, I'll look at the achievement list to see, hey, what can I get done here? But I won't base my playthrough exclusively on that if I can't.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't go out of your way to try and get the achievement.
Yeah, like if like your game has achievements for all the different difficulties, I immediately in my brain go, I'm going to play on easy, and then I guess if I'm good enough by the end, I'll replay it on normal, and if I get my ass kicked, it was a good run. I had a good time.
Yeah. Nowadays, when I play games, I actually do a little bit the opposite. I start with hard because I know that normal and easy are usually pretty easy in most games, so they take away some of the fun. But yeah, if after a few minutes, an hour or so, you see that the game is too difficult, just lower the difficulty and enjoy the game. There is no point on getting stressed out just because you want to finish the game.
We had that. Joe got to witness that on Wednesday. I streamed a game, and I was having a lot of fun, but I was terrible at it. The game itself actually got sick of me being terrible and dropped the difficulty on me. Like, it just went, okay, you've died 14 times on the same level. We're going to do you a favor and reduce difficulty for you.
And he was still bad. I do want to point out, I am loving the hell out of these idle animations of the stretching, the flexing and the posing. I can't. Is he like pretending to ride a horse for one of them, or is that like a dance he's doing?
Yeah, he's also checking his shoes to see if he has like chewing gum or stuff like that underneath it.
I like the yawning, like the just
he's posing
yawning
like a
stretch.
Bodybuilder.
Yeah. The Hulk Hogan poses.
He acts like he's cool, but he's not.
I love the ponytail too of the design. That just seems to be like the icing on the cake is just that goofy looking ponytail he has.
And you know, the blonde hair, the super big chin. A lot of people compared him to Mr. Incredible or Captain Quark from Ratchet and Clank.
Nice.
Actually, when we start developing Zeros, we knew, of course, Ratchet and Clank, and we have never played the game, so we had no idea that the look of our game could be so close to Ratchet and Clank. And a lot of people started pointing out, like, oh, wait, let's play these games. And yeah, there are some similarity, at least for the visual style of it.
But I didn't even think about that until now, and now I see it.
Every convention we went to, people like, oh, so you were inspired by Ratchet, and no. But yeah, I'll take that as a compliment. It's
there
a good
go.
Compliment. If
yeah,
five
man.
People can make a game look Ratchet and Clank, I'm good with that.
Oh, darn, you really complimented us. I guess we're just going to have to take that.
Yeah.
So you had a team of five people on the whole game?
Zeros was pretty much, for the 80%, created by 5-6 people. Now we are a bit more, we are 10, but the 80-90% of the game, we were in 6 for the full development.
Wow. That's what always impresses me the most about doing this show, is seeing the games that come out and hearing how few people made such a cool game happen.
And good, I want to say thank you to the programmer, because it was one guy doing everything.
Oh, jeez.
Man.
So people can complain, whatever, but it's one guy doing the entire coding for the game.
So he's the son of a bitch who made it too hard.
Pretty much he's the one that really wanted the dead art.
Oh, that bastard.
Thanks to him and to one of the artists that was also the level designer, he could go through all the levels almost without getting hit the normal difficulty. Sorry, without dying normal for the entire game.
I'm still going to say that even though, you know, they worked on the game, they're still pretty good at gaming, because I could imagine making a game myself and still being terrible at it.
Yeah. I know these guys, they're still playing all the games we mentioned before over and over again.
Okay. So
to
this
finish
is, did
all the games from the 80s, 90s multiple times. Yeah.
So this was a craft of love for him. Like
he
did this because he really wanted to make a game in this genre.
Exactly. Of course, you know, like anything that's connected to art, you will never stop. But at one point, we had to say, okay, this is enough. Because, of course.
And then they fight 15 dogs at once. No, no, calm down.
God, those friggin' dogs.
And now we have to lower even more the difficulty, because otherwise people are not going to see the cinematic at the end of the game.
Because of old people like us who can't handle this shit anymore.
Well, no, I mean, from the sound of it, Joe, is we just need to get our nephews and nieces and have them play the game while we watch.
I guess. Maybe I mean, Ashley
cool to
will
see
do
for
better.
Us, that, no, for us, it's cool to see that people of every age are playing the game. We got a message from a father that was playing with his kid. So people like us, 30s or more, they play the game. So it's cool to see that there's a big range of players.
Yeah, but what he didn't tell you is the kid keeps yelling at him for dragging him down.
It's possible.
Come on, Dad, get your shit together. This is embarrassing.
You're slowing me down.
I joke all the time that my niece is 8 and she's better than me at Shovel Knight. Maybe I should introduce her to this game and see if I can just watch her beat the game and get to the cinematic for me.
Okay, show me how it's done.
That'd be a good idea, Pappy. You might actually get something accomplished that way.
Yeah, I'll just give her my Xbox. I'm like, here, just log in under my name. Give me points.
That does bring up an interesting question. Can a developer make a game too hard without realizing it because they play it so much?
Yes. I think that's the conclusion we reached 2 days ago. I think we made it too difficult without even realizing it.
I know.
Us and the people that play tested it, they played the game for maybe too many times. So we got so used to the timing, the enemies. Even we know by heart where the boxes are for the energy, the boxes are for the ammunition. So even if you don't want, you are adjusting your play style to the structure of the level that already you know.
Yeah. There was actually a little bit of news came out, a game called Slain that is going to be coming to the Xbox One, I believe the PS4 and PC. It got delayed recently because it is way too difficult. Apparently, the developers brought in one of the PR guys to play the game, and he died on pretty much every single obstacle in the game when the developers could just breeze through without getting touched. And they came to the decision that the developers have spent too much time playing the game to get a good feel for how difficult it really is, that they're delaying it to make it easier.
I can feel their pain. I know what it means.
So what do you think would prevent or reduce that in the future? Just getting a broader range of playtesters?
Yes,
or maybe
even more playtesters, even more events.
Or maybe even just cycling them. Like if someone playtests like your early build, don't use them for the beta build because they already know what to expect.
That too. And also having, if you have early on, all the levels and not just the very first few, people can also play test even more the last few levels. In our case, most of the levels that are beta tested are in the first environment. The second environment, we played a lot, of course, but again, for us, it wasn't that difficult. But maybe more people should have play tested the second part as well. And like you said, changing the play tester or giving them a break, come back later, so you don't always use the same mechanics. You take your time and experience the game from a different point of view.
And stop getting 8-year-olds to beta test it, because they put us to shame.
Yeah, you got to get like a 40-year-old guy in there.
I have some kids that are waiting for me to give them the game, because I promised them that since they finished it, I will give them a free copy. So I need to keep my promise. I thought, okay, they're not going to do it. But yeah, they did it.
Damn.
Darn kids.
And little did they know, now everyone can get it for free. Ha ha. Stupid kids.
That's what you get.
So what led to Zeros being part of Games with Gold?
Well, that was totally unexpected at first. And last year, Microsoft invited us to present the game at GDC. So we were one of the 20 studios that they invited to show the game to the press for the first time. And it was a closed event where us, together with the other developers, had the opportunity to show our games to all kind of press people from the industry. And then we got to talk to some Microsoft representative, and they liked the game. So, well, I guess also because of the feedback that we got during the event, we start talking and talking. And then at one point, we got to the point, oh, why don't you send it, put it out for Xbox Live for Gold? They say, sure, why not? I mean, for us, it's a big opportunity. It's a big exposure for the game. So it was a perfect opportunity for a small studio to have their game published and get it out to as many people as possible.
And then silence.
And silence.
I always sit here waiting for Pappy to say something. And
then I deliberately not say anything because I know Joe's waiting.
Because we always seem to talk over each other.
And like, we are right, very lucky that we got this opportunity. No,
that is
marketing.
Really cool. Yeah,
a small studio like ours, like us, having almost close to zero budget for marketing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, and for a labor of love like that, to have a company go, hey, we're going to push your game out on every console we own by making it a game with Gold. I mean, that's got to be fantastic.
Yes, yes, totally. And we were super happy that Microsoft gave us this opportunity. So,
and I'll be honest, that a lot of the indie games with Gold, I don't understand them. And unfortunately, a huge number of them, I don't enjoy them. Yours is a lot of fun. I'm really glad that Microsoft decided to take that risk, push yours out, because it's one of my favorite games with Gold so far from the indie side.
That's really cool to hear. It's really nice. I mean, after so much work, it's really nice when people appreciate what you did. And in the end, you put out a game for the gamers. So
yeah, you put out a game that people can see as a challenge and sit down and just get great at and beat. And people like me can go, hey, this game is just a lot of fun. I have an hour of free time. I'm going to play Zeros.
And I'm going to die.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's an inevitability.
I'm going to die a lot. I'm going to cry.
I don't have a whole lot of free time, so I'm picky about what I do with it. And, you know, when I choose to play a video game during my free time, I feel that that's at least a little bit of a compliment to that game. You know, I could be playing something I hate. I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm going to play a game I like and that I want to play.
You know, one of the best comments we got was a guy that said, oh, your game, you made me rage quit. And I was like, oh, my God, what is he going to say? Oh, but thank you for that. Like, what? Yes, you made me rage quit, but thank you because I had so much fun and now I'm going back to it.
Yeah, I'm going to calm down and then I'm going to play it again and get better.
Yeah. We saw people streaming for 8 hours straight.
Wow.
They were dying. Over and over again. At one point, we got into one stream and talked to the guy directly. It's like, half of the studio was there. Ah, oh, you should do this, you should do that. And it was having fun, even though it was dying so many times. It's like, oh, guys, I hate you, Rimlight. I hate you, but thank you. I'm having fun. So, it's cool. It's cool. You can hate us, but if you have fun, it's fine.
Yeah, because there's games out there where I die 3 or 4 times and I'm done. It's like, okay, I'm never playing this game again.
Yeah, I'm proud to say I really haven't died that much in the game. Like, I believe the first time I ran into the cow, it just beat the shit out of me. But those two dogs at the same time are like the wall for me. I would get them. I finally killed them both. And then before there's health again, there was fire.
I'll tell you a secret.
And
one dog is gone forever. It's not there anymore.
Yay. Yay. Yeah, one single dog I'm good with. I can beat that son of a bitch down. But the two of them,
we talked so many times about making videos and posting it online, but probably nobody will ever see it because nobody knows us, so it would be useless. But the guys in the studio are like, oh, okay, shall we show people how to do this, how to beat the cow? Because people tell you, oh, it's impossible, it's bullshit, it's completely broken. I challenge anyone to beat this cow without being hit. Yeah, I can show you. It's not going to touch me once, so it's doable.
Yeah, but you made the game. That's not fair.
Yeah, you should just do a Let's Play and be like, you know. I just picked up this game called Zeros. Looks pretty interesting. And then you beat the game without getting hit once and then just put it up there like, yeah, hey, it wasn't that hard.
That would be such a dick move by a developer.
Yeah, just
you're
way
not
to
the
go
developer.
And get the users to hate us even more.
Be like, your name looks familiar. Nope, I have nothing to do with the game. But
yeah,
you're
the
in the
time.
Credits. This is you, isn't it? Nope, never heard of him.
Just a coincidence.
Pretty crazy. We share the name.
Oh, especially with my name. I think I'm the only one here, at least in Sicily. Probably I'm the only one. So it's not very common name. In Italy, maybe one or two.
Yeah, I'm the same way. With my real name, it's me.
Yeah. Do you want to share your real name so you could talk about how unique your names are?
My name is Taras Boutre. The only other Taras Boutre out there is my father. In the entire United States, there's only maybe 300 or 400 Tarases.
Wow.
So. Yeah, so I mean, it's an Eastern European Ukrainian name, so it's pretty common over there. You know, it's like
by the States, it makes you special.
That's, so, I go by my nickname of Pappy online because it's just so much easier
than Taras.
For a while, I was Papa Taros was my was what I go by, but then people were like Papa Tacos.
Papa Tacos.
Tacos? What?
And then, like, then right. Boutre, he gets butt rage a lot, which is equally good.
But like I said, it's butt rage. Or now, my coworkers decided to replace the word Boutre with Boutre. Like, I will never Boutre you. I've just been. Yeah. So 35 years after my birth, people are still finding new ways to make fun of my name. So.
I feel ashamed. I didn't think of that one before. I feel betrayed by this information.
Son of a
25 years, you didn't think about it.
God damn it. But yeah, there's a Fabio, a Taras, and Joe.
Joe.
I'm the odd one out here.
Yeah, the only thing I can do with Joe is intentionally misspell his last name because there's really nothing else you can do with it.
Pretty much.
For me, when I went to the States, Fabio was a curse because you have a very famous Fabio over there.
Yeah, we heard of him. how many people asked you about
people
butter?
People were expecting to see a blonde, tall guy showing up. Yeah, I'm tall, but I'm not blonde at all. I'm not long. I don't have long hair like he does.
So what was it like posing for the cover of Wizards and Warriors 2?
It was a terrible experience.
Quick, say, I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah, it's oh my God, that line.
And you have a pretty good accent for that line, too, so it would actually probably work with you. I can't believe it's not butter.
Oh, thank you, Fabio.
Well, now people are going to see your name in the credits for this game and be like, oh, that's where he went after acting.
Wow, after he got hit in the face by that seagull on the roller coaster, he just had to go into seclusion and develop video games.
I was thinking about that.
So how many birds have you punched in the face?
A few hundreds. It's okay. I'm pretty good at it.
That was the inspiration for the game. Punching.
No pigeon was harmed during the creation of this game.
So I want to real quick ask you my favorite question to ask developers is when you guys aren't developing your game, what kind of video games are you playing to relax or unwind?
For me, I'm playing almost everything. I like to play pretty much every kind of game. Lately, I've been lost in Dota. So Dota 2 has been, for the past 2 years, my main game. But recently, I picked up Devil May Cry again, or the latest one. A lot of fighting games. God of War, of course, is one of my favorite games. Uncharted. Assassin's Creed. Mordor, Shadow of Mordor.
Oh, God, that game was so good.
So you you still like the fighting games?
I like fighting games. I like action games. But I played pretty much everything that I can get my hands on. But yes, that's my favorite kind of game, my category. If I have to pick one, I don't know, Feds plus or Mordor, I go for Mordor. Or sometimes, you know, if Dota is a special case because, you know, I can play 45 minutes, 50 minutes a game, then quit and go out. These big games that take you 10 or more hours to finish the story, I don't have so much time anymore to play through. And it feels like a shame if you don't finish there, if you don't feel the full experience. So sometimes I feel like, should I start? No, let's do something quicker.
Yeah, with stuff like Fallout, like I put a lot of time into Fallout 4, but now it's like, okay, I'm a lot busier right now than I was during the holidays. So I look at it, and I'm like, I'd like to play it, but I don't have 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. I have the disc in my system, and every time I look at that icon, I'm like, if I click play on that, I'm not going to see the sun for like a week and a half.
Yeah,
same.
I should play something else.
I know if you played The Witcher 2, but I started the game 3 times already. I love the game. I can't get to finish. I can't finish it because every time I'll get lost in some other stuff. Sometimes it's work. Sometimes it's just I want to do some art. I want to do some 3D. And yeah, after a bit that you don't play the game, you feel like, oh, I need to start over again.
Yeah.
And then it's gone forever because you don't have the time.
Yeah.
Once you make the decision to start over, you're like, yeah, I can't do this. I already did all this shit. I know what happens. I don't want to go through this again.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
That's what I'm worried about when some game like Mass Effect comes to the Xbox One or even the BioShock games. It's like, I know I beat them, but I'm going to want to play them again. But I know if I start, I'm going to have to play just that game, you know, for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because if I stop, then I'm going to want to start over again when I get back to it.
Yeah.
You might forget the story or you forget what you were doing. And yeah, the experience is ruined and you want to start over and maybe you don't do it anymore. But yeah, I love these kind of games. It's just I don't have the same time I used to have.
Yeah, I think game length is kind of a curse nowadays where people don't want a short game if they're paying $60 for it. But on the plus side, if a game is too long, you never see the end of it.
I think that does show how old are you, how busy are you? You know,
true.
If you're in high school, hell yeah, play up your 40, 60 hour games, you know. That most of the people that I know who played RPGs when they were younger don't do it anymore simply because I can't. I don't. I've got a kid. I've got a job. I've got hobbies. You know.
Yeah.
The people who still play RPGs as adults tend to be the ones who are, you know, I'm still single or that's the only type of video game I play.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And like you said, people, when you spend $60 in a game. Again, you think, oh, I want to get at least 12, 14 hours out of it.
Yeah.
So you want to see that investment, but well spent. So
and that's
for us,
where,
it's difficult. Yeah. It's different.
Yeah, I appreciate indie games a lot more now because you guys are giving out games that are a little cheaper, that are still a lot of fun, but can be finished in less sittings. Or you can just play 3 or 4 hours and be like, yeah, I got my money out of it. I'm just not good enough to beat it, but that was a lot of fun, and I'm not mad because I spent $15 instead of $60.
Yeah, maybe some people don't see it like that. They don't understand. $15 is what? You went to the movie 2-3 times? Depends on the city. Sometimes once.
I'm in Vegas. That means I went to the movies once and bought a small soda.
So that's a year probably to go to the movie. Yeah, it costs €5-7, so that would be what, $10? No, $6 to $8. So that's already 2 hours for a movie. You can go 3 times, it's 6 hours of fun, and the game lasts for sure more than 6 hours.
Yeah.
So, you put out a longer indie game, really.
When we put a zero sub, we thought that people were going to play for 4-5 hours. Everyone, they ask me, so how long is your game? Between around 4 hours, four and a half. Now that I see people playing, it's 6, 8, 10 hours.
Yeah, but even 4 hours, there are some $60 games that only had a 4-hour campaign.
Yep. Yep.
You,
like
Call of Duty.
Everything Call of Duty.
there is few more than one. Yeah. No, it's people really need to start looking at games and see also for the price you pay, how much you get out of it. But we are getting also in a circle where people really want to spend less and less. Some people complain even for $1 game on their phone. So
yeah, Joe's covered that a lot. We do not understand how people complain about, oh, hey, this game was $10, then you know, but I beat it in just 5 hours. I'm like, dude, that's $2 an hour.
Seriously.
What are you whining about?
People complain for free games, so they
people complain
for games with gold, and they get it for free.
Yeah. Oh, you're terrible. Well, how much you paid for? Nothing. Well, then shut up.
I was actually going to look up and see how much time I've spent on Zero so far, but the game hub with the achievements doesn't have a time spent on it. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
It has gamer score, achievements, game progress, stars collected, which is wrong because I have stars and it says zero.
Yes, so that's a bug that's been fixed as well.
Combo streak and enemy killed. I only have a 31 combo. I thought I did better than that.
Dude, I'm better than you. I got like a 48 already.
So ashamed. I'm 6 out of 10.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to have to point out that I'm better than you.
Oh my God, you have a 63 combo?
Me?
Yeah, you're number one on my list.
Oh shit, I thought I was only in the 40s, but now I'm even better than you. That's great. Yeah, but I like I said, I specifically found out that I could juggle enemies and I abused the shit out of that.
I think so far, the highest you can get is 120.
I'm already halfway there.
That's the highest combo you can probably do in the game.
On the flip side, out of 10 people on my list, I'm furthest through the game with 33%, and the next closest is 16.
And that's probably me.
No, you're 8.
Oh God, I'm so sad now. Waited for like 2 hours straight and I'm at 8%.
And then I'm also number one with 1,407 enemies killed. And Pappy, you're at 280.
Wow.
Yeah, but I had a lot of fun killing them.
And yet I still only have 2 achievements. So this is not a game that you're going to get oodles of achievements out of, which means Shiz Blacka already hates the game.
Yeah, one of our friends is a streamer, but he sometimes he does cross the line on achievement hunting. Most of the time he can stay cool and be like, yeah, I'm going to play this game, I'm enjoying it, and I'm going to get the achievements. But once in a while, he gets very frustrated.
Yeah, we are experiencing that with our users, so we are learning.
This was such a big issue,
but apparently it is. So we're trying to fix that as well.
It's one of the best ways to learn, though. You know, you got to put out a game with gold and really get the word out on your studio. So this is the best way to learn because you don't have people like, you know, freaking out over price points or whining about, you know, oh, I hate it. Da, 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 da. You just have people who got to play it for free. You've made a lot more fans. Well, yeah. But you've made a lot more fans than haters. I guarantee
you. Yeah, we hope so. And I mean, we are fixing, we're listening to people because we want to make sure that the experience is as much fun as possible for everybody. But of course, there are limits because for a small studio, it's very difficult. People tend to compare you to big studios and they think that every game that comes out on Games with Gold or just on the console in general is supposed to be perfect, the best game out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, finally a AAA game that came out that was perfect.
Yeah. There are a few names that come to mind right now that I think they got more stuff than us and more complaints than anything.
Yeah, I always make fun of Assassin's Creed for releasing that really broken game last year. You know, even Halo 5, I love Halo, but Halo 5, the first, 3 weeks you logged on, you could not get into a damn online game.
And if a studio with 200 Chief people collection?
Can do that?
Yeah. Well, hey,
Batman.
I didn't have a problem with Halo 5. Master Chief Collection was the broken one.
Yeah, the Master Chief Collection was a problem. Well, Halo 5 still had issues for me for getting in. It was like, oh, hey, I'm going to play an online game. All right, I'm going to go get a sandwich.
And it's not like they don't test their games, but, you know, things can happen. And if a studio with 200, 300 people has that kind of issue, a smaller studio, a smaller indie, like there are many out there, they have to fight these problems even more. So A little bit of understanding is probably expected, but I guess not as much.
Yeah, I'll agree with Pappy, though. I think Zeros is near the top of the list when it comes to games with gold that we've gotten. So I'm excited that it was a freebie, and I'm super thankful to you guys that you made the game and you released it for free through Games with Gold, and you guys did an awesome job as far as I'm concerned.
Thank you.
Yeah, thinking on that vein, though, I think the last time I got a hold of a new game that I didn't seem to have any issues with was Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah.
Too.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, most games are going to come out. There's going to be – if there's no obvious bugs, someone will find one.
Yeah.
Of course. You can play test as much as you want. There's always going to be someone finding that one glitch.
Yeah.
It's always going to be like this.
You guys are listening and responding and doing your best to improve the gameplay experience. I mean, just, you know, congratulations to you. That's great.
Yeah, that's brownie points right there that you're actually listening to people.
Some of the larger studios, I feel, just don't. And then the ones that do want to fix it, because they're putting out such massive, difficult games that had 100 coders, it's really hard to fix issues once you've released.
Yes,
you know?
It is. For us, we are so small that we can adjust things much faster. Of course, it's not like the next day, oh, here is a patch.
Yeah.
It's not that easy.
But you're listening and working to make it a better experience, so that's fantastic. Yes. And I
definitely
hope that
we want people to enjoy the game, even if it's free.
And
frustration shouldn't be part of the game. So.
And hopefully that earns you guys more. So what are you guys thinking about doing next after Zeroes?
We are in the process of discussing our next project, a new IP. So that's in the work right now. We are in the starting phase, so, you know, all the bureaucracy and sorting things out. At the same time, probably more content for Zeroes.
So you're looking at adding DLC for the game?
Yes, more new worlds, new characters, both playables, new vehicles, all kind of content that can be still added to the game and expand what we had in mind from the beginning, adding a few ideas, more mechanics if we manage to.
That's great, though. You know, and that's another thing I like that you guys are doing. You put out a full, complete game, and then you're going, okay, there's more that we wanted to do, but we had to put out the game, make sure it was playable. Because I think some people get so caught up in wanting to do, you know, this, that, and the other thing, that they'll put out a half-assed game and be like, yeah, it'll be really be complete after you get the three DLCs. That's what we want. It's like, why not
buy
just wait?
Buy the season pass and...
Yeah, why not just wait and do all of that at once, you know, calm down. But so I like that you guys did that, and you're not like, oh, well, if you really want to see what we meant to do, you'll have to wait 3 more years for all the DLC.
No, that's not going to happen. It's going to be pretty fast. Some content is going to be free, some going to maybe not. That's still a business decision. Because in the end of the day, of course, it's a studio, it needs to run, people need to eat.
Yeah, I know the Van Helsing game that was Games with Gold came out, and
yes,
they had
two
characters that were DLC, and people pitched such a fit that they had to pay for these two other characters. It's like the game when it released was just Van Helsing. These were two extra characters that were added over time, and people expect everything to be free when, you know, these companies have to keep their fucking lights on at home. And they're like, well, Diablo gives free updates. It's like you're comparing an indie to Blizzard Activision. Do you know how fucking stupid you sound right now?
Well, yeah, the game is called Van Helsing, not Van Helsing and Friends. I mean, come on, guys.
So
I played the original one when it came out. So, yeah, no, there was only that one character.
Yeah, so I have no problem picking up DLC for a Games with Gold title.
Especially if you haven't even paid for the original game and you liked it, if you enjoyed the game, you want to continue the experience, I think it's worth it. Of course, people that don't even like the original content are not going to look at it. But that's fine. But if people really enjoyed it, and they can get more out of it, new characters. Because people always ask that every single show we went to, can you play more characters? Can you play more characters? We would love to. But you know how long it takes to make one playable character in this game?
Yeah, we'd love to give you more, but you're going to have to actually give us time and money to do this. Because, yeah, like you said, people need to eat.
Do you have any kind of characters in mind of what you're going to have for an additional character in the game?
It's already been designed. I'm not going to spoil it. But the character is already decided, as well as all the...
We're just going to go ahead and assume that it's a panda bear in a mech suit.
I was just going to say I want it to be a bear.
What's with bears? Not the first one.
I don't know. I just think it'd be cool to have a bear as a character in a beat 'em up. I think it would work really well.
We steal it from a Deccan, right?
Yeah, there you go. Either that or a giraffe.
I've been playing a lot of Punch Club lately, and I actually had to fight a bear in that game, so they're on my mind.
There are going to be dogs, not dogs, but kind of dogs. Cute stuff, as enemies, though.
Goddamn dogs.
not the kind of dog you are struggling with, but cute ones.
It's a chihuahua. Chihuahua with a laser strapped to its back.
I hope that is like a page out of Diablo where they have the little happy stage with like the rainbows and pots of gold and piñatas as enemies and flowers.
It's going to be Mike riding a unicorn.
There you go. That's what I want to see.
The new vehicle is a unicorn. No.
I would honestly lose my shit if that was DLC for this game. If you went that route and you just had a DLC world that was over the top crazy like that. Like I know
have you seen the intro for the pyro guy in Team Fortress where he's streaming and this world is all made of candies and rainbows.
that would
be awesome.
That's a game that really they really figured out how to increase the longevity of that game. It's 8 years old now, 10 years old?
Something like that.
It's still going and doing great. So
that's what Zeros needs, DLC hats.
Yeah, you need hats so that 10 years from now, people can sell their hat collection for like $8,000 real money. Ridiculous.
I'm going to make myself a fake hat collection with all the assets I have and sell it online.
That's fantastic.
It's like, you know, I'm just learning that those cards that you earn on Steam, you can actually sell them for real money. Like, what the hell?
I think my cards on Steam are worth like 8 cents.
I got one that was worth 35 cents. I'm like, holy shit.
Did you sell it yet?
No, I'm going to wait until I have enough cards to equal a dollar.
You're going
to
wait till it goes up in value.
We'll see how much the Zeros cards on Steam will go for. It's going to be interesting.
It'll beat the game on hard. That card might be worth a pretty penny.
Oh, yeah.
I think beat a stage without getting hit is going to be the card that's worth a pretty penny.
Maybe, but if you do the first level,
and there you go.
And only use the gun.
But that's how you can make a second income as a developer. You can obviously beat the game without getting hit, and then you sell that card. No. secondary income.
Just keep creating new Steam accounts.
I got 10 of this.
Oh, that would be terrible. Just keep making new Steam accounts and, hey, you work for the studio. You could just generate a key for yourself. There you go. Let me get these cards, sell them off.
That's messed up.
Is this discussion legal? Are we allowed to talk about this?
Oh, we're allowed to talk about it. It would just be severely frowned upon if anyone actually did it.
Oh, my God. We're going to see Rimlight Studios getting shut down next year because of a Steam card trading scandal.
What have you done?
Such promise in the studio shut down because of Steam cards. The idea stems back to the SML podcast. Hey, they're talking about us. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yep. In court with their podcast. And this has been approved as testimonial. Okay. We have a confession from the guys at Rim that they used to do that.
Hey, that would mean someone's listening to the show, so I approve.
Good for you.
I approve.
Sadly enough, that would really boost our listenership because people in America love scandals.
Indeed. Pappy, all you need is a nip slip and we'll get popular. Do an episode with one nut hanging out and it'll be a scandal.
Oh yeah, for our audio only podcast. Yeah, I'm not doing it right now.
SML podcast. Classy since 2013.
And the balls drop.
One day, Pappy, one day your balls will drop.
Oh yay.
Not on that note, I'm kind of out of questions.
Yeah. I'm not sure if there's anything you would like to talk about the game, Fabio, or not. Anything you want to mention?
Really, I think we talked about most of it. I mean, we say people block this game. Enjoy blocking. Yes. Apart from that,
learn to block, get good, stop being a scrub, stop sucking.
Have fun, just kill this robot, kill everything else, and just take the game for what it is.
Get ready for the unicorn level DLC.
Yeah, until the unicorn comes out, then everything is going to change. Your life is going to be different.
All I know is that if there's a unicorn level DLC or a playable bear character, I just want to see special thanks to the SML podcast in the credits.
I promise you, if that happens, you will get credit.
Awesome.
That's
if
never going to happen.
If I can get a unicorn or a bear in the game, I will give you credits.
Awesome.
You have my word.
And maybe a download code for the bear.
Totally. we have a deal.
Awesome. I would say we have witnesses, but we know that that's never going to happen. So.
Negative Joe.
Well, I do want to thank you for coming on our show and bullshitting with us for the past hour.
Thank you, guys.
Normally we end our show with music. I'm not sure if Zeros has any music that we could play or not, but if not, is there any game recently that came out that you'd want us to play music from? That I can get the music from?
I can't think of anyone right now on top of my head.
We'll play something. I don't know. I'll figure something out.
Find some old like Streets of Rage music or something.
There we go. I'll play some Streets of Rage.
Or Cadillac and Dinosaurs, you know?
Man, that'd be a tough one to track down.
But we have YouTube.
If not, we'll go with some Streets of Rage stuff. That sounds like a good idea.
Sounds great. Yeah. Definitely.
So we want to thank you for coming on and talking with us. Do you have any final words for our listeners to end our show?
Thanks to you guys. Thanks to everybody that is playing Zeros. And from the old Rimlight team, we hope you'll enjoy it and you'll keep following us. So, keep it up.
And unicorns.
And unicorns. I'm gonna make a game just with unicorns. I know.
Awesome.
You ruined me with this unicorn.
just might see me on your street. You just might catch me slanted only if you are discreet. Back on the road, yeah, and I'm waiting to explode. Ain't nothing left to matter now, nothing left to hold, I'm incomplete. So it's time to roll and reap. The city's prime with ugliness, I vow never to sleep. A vow I'll keep till I am no longer breathing. Hatred's always heathen, so it calls for deep cleaning. Hit the street. It's been a long, long time, and time is still slipping. Been caged up like a lion, the tip of my tongue tripping with every other rhyme. I'm slipping the rage, something that's making it mine, like Rick Grimes. And the call to justice pines. I'm fighting zombie armies that can harm me or my mind. I might be tripping, feeling the city spanning. The road to perdition is winding as if it's grinning. In action, all we are a pair of fallen stars. But in this life, we have the chance to avenge scars. Just look into my eyes, just look at me and cry. The tragedy is that it's all just another rhyme. A man is still a child, an artist lost in rhyme. For us to stay alive, the words we say must to survive. Us past days we die, that's why we have to fly and try and save a world that's only destined to die. Now that I'm back, I'm getting kinda antsy. We hold a truth, a candlelight that's fading into night and can't see. The rage is fucking calling me. My skin is kinda tingling, I'm mingling with evil strategies. It's not a game, it's not some lame play pretend. We'll see where we get our own themes. There's something brewing, city sewers are spewing. The heart and the guts of its victims strung out and screwing. I'm screwing, I feel the life is coming back tonight. It's been a long time since the city's seen the light. The moon or not, huh, at least it's a bright thought. We're conquering the city so that it don't rot, huh. Reborn like the phoenix, the key to the whole plot. I'm torn for you to see this, the part that you forgot. Like the Incredible Hulk, the monster inside lurked. You waited me work, it's time to go berserk. Four bar pole expanding, my life is still growing. I just sound like a dream in the street, my anger's showing. Let's rekindle the flame with a mic and a CD spindle. With lyric mental, like a phantom in an opera window. When I hit the streets, I hit it with my rage. All these whack-ass bums getting put down and replaced. I'm pound for pound, the top fighter in town. Just cause you never fucking heard of me don't mean I ain't down. I don't care that you're hard, I'm on your boulevard. So if you got the plumbing, then come on, son, let's spar. Let's park the car, beat each other with crowbars. My rage is complete, are you ready for the ER? Clock hits midnight right before you know, and all your fucking ponies start to freak like the snow. I stalk like the righteous lion, king of a jungle full of dogs lying. That's why the dogs are always dying.